In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know that God is still on the throne? Do you know that He hears and answers prayer? Do you know that He loves you, that Jesus gave His life for you? Do you know these things? I'm not saying no in your head. I'm saying no. No, to know experientially that Jesus Christ the Lord gave His life for you and me while we were yet sinners, while our backs were turned against God. Jesus Himself mounts the cross and dies for us all, you and me. Oh yes, you might say, well, I don't feel it. It's more than a feeling. It's a transaction that has taken place. When we admit that we are in need of salvation and that there's only one who could save us, then we call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you know that you're saved today by the grace of the living God? Do you know that you're loved today by the grace of the living God? Do you know that He cares for you? He cares for your situation. Do you know that today? Or I said, you know, I don't know. God is good, but He's got so many people to take care of. No. He loves you. He loves you as if you were the only one on the earth. I'm telling you, God can do that because He's God. I'm looking at the Book of Wisdom, second chapter, verse 12 through 20. The wicked say, these are sinners, let us beset the just one, that's Jesus, because He is obnoxious to us. He sets Himself against our doings. Oh yes, He called sin, sin. And the Pharisees hated Him for it. He reproaches us for transgressions of the law and charges us with violations of our training. Let us see whether His words be true. Let us find out what will happen to Him. For if the just one, Jesus, be the Son of God, God will defend Him. And I'm telling you, God did not defend Jesus because Jesus wanted to die for us so that we would go to heaven. Oh yes, God closed the door on His Son when Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? For you and for me. He died for you and for me. For if the just one be the Son of God, God will defend him and deliver him from the hand of his foes. And He did in the resurrection. With revilement and torture, let us put the just one to the test, though they tortured him. They nailed him to a cross. But he was busy on that cross. He said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. With revilement and torture, let us put the just one to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. He said, you know, if I wanted to, I could call a legion of angels to take me off this cross and to destroy you. But he died so that we, you and I, would experience eternal life through faith and baptism. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him. Oh yes, God will take care of him. I tell you, God did take care of him. He descended into hell and preached to Adam and Eve and all the old saints, and he brought them out of Sheol and brought them to himself. Do you know that today? That God is God, still on the throne, hears and answers prayer. Now the gospel is going to reflect what I just read to you. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, the Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise. Hallelujah. But they did not understand the saying. They didn't want to understand it. They were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What are you arguing about on the way?" They were arguing. They were talking, but they remained silent because they were ashamed. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Again, you see why Jesus had to go to the cross and take every apostle, as well as me and you, to himself, because they still don't get it. Who is the greatest? Huh? Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be last of all and a servant of all." That's the way Jesus lived. Taking a child, and a child had no worth in these days, he placed it in the midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." Oh yes, a child. A child. He put a child in the midst of them. And he says, "Whoever receives one of these children receives me, and whoever receives me receives the Father who sent me." Do you know today that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for you? Do you know today that he was buried and rose again on the third day? Do you know today that you are his and he is yours? Do you know today that he has things in store for you? You say, "But I'm sick." Well, you can pray. Pray for Father Tom that I might get the word of God out to more people. Oh yes, you don't have to just be in sick. You can just be sick and pray. I don't want you to be sick. I want God to heal you. But until he heals you, offer that sickness to the Father and to Jesus Christ, that he would increase this ministry to touch the hearts of many people. The first letter of Peter. Peter, an apostle once sent, of Jesus Christ to the exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. He was sent to the exiles of these places, who have been chosen and destined by God the Father. Do you know you've been chosen? You've been chosen to be a child of God. You know that you've been chosen and destined by God the Father to be chosen and sanctified by the Holy Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ. Are you obedient to Jesus Christ? If you're not, start today. And to be sprinkled with this blood, oh yes, it's the blood of Jesus that washes away our sin. It's the blood of Jesus that brings us into the kingdom of God. Do you believe that we were sprinkled with the blood of Jesus on the cross? When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. May grace and peace be yours. Oh yes, no longer turmoil and torment, but may grace and peace be yours in abundance. Oh yes, not only grace and peace, but let it be in abundance for you and for me. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We always start off with the blessing. We bless the Father. By his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Yes, our new birth came because Christ died for our sins. He was buried and rose from the dead on the third day, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. Do you realize that your inheritance is immeasurable, imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you? Do you know that your names have been written in heaven through the blood of Jesus, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time? That's when he comes again. In this you rejoice, even Now, for a little while, you may have to suffer various trials, persecution, that's what it is. You might have to suffer persecution so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that though perishable is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, I have not seen him. You love him. I do love him. Do you love him? And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him. Do you believe in him? I do. And you rejoice with an indescribable, glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith. What is the outcome of your faith? The salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that was to be yours made careful search and inquiry, inquiring about the person or time that the Spirit of Christ within them indicated when testified in advance in the sufferings destined for Christ and in the subsequent glory. Jesus suffered so that you and I would become children of God. Jesus suffered and rose from the dead so that we would have God as our Father. Jesus suffered so that we, you and I, would be have our names written in heaven as we surrender to him. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, the prophets, in regard to the things that have now been announced to you through those who brought the good news by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Oh yes, the prophet said, by his wounds we have been healed. The prophet said, we had all gone astray like sheep, but God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Yes, they did not see these things, but we see them. We see them by the grace of the living God. Let me continue. Who brought you the good news by the Holy Spirit. The good news, Christ died for your sins. Christ was buried for your sins. Christ rose from the dead for your sins, and mine too. And the Holy Spirit in heaven, things into which angels long to look. And angels, you know, if angels could be jealous, they'd be jealous of you because they cannot become the children of God. But they're not jealous. They are spirits that are sent to help us on the way to salvation. That's what it says in Hebrews, that the angels are spirits sent to help us who are on the way to salvation. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace of Jesus Christ. Set all your hope on Jesus Christ and his grace, that he will bring you when he is revealed. Set all your hope on Jesus. Like obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. How can we be holy? Because the Holy Spirit dwells within the believer. He makes us holy by grace. We are not holy of our own. We can do religious things and not be holy. We can do religious things and not know God. Oh yes, God makes us holy by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that dwells within our broken hearts. For it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Oh yes, because the Holy Spirit dwells within the believer. If you invoke his Father, the one who judges all people impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. Peter calls this life an exile because our home is in heaven. Yes. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver and gold. You've been ransomed, not with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb, without defect or blemish. He was destined from the foundation of the world. Yes, from the foundation of the world, we have been ransomed through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, you see, we can't talk about the blood enough. We can't talk about the blood enough. I tell you, I don't know who's preaching the blood, but I am. I'm preaching the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is Lord. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him, Jesus, you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and your hope are set in God. Do you trust God that he raised Jesus from the dead? Do you trust God that God knew that the Son would die on the cross out of love for you, and that he would absorb every sin, and every person would be drawn into his heart? When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. And gave him glory, so that the faith and hope are set in God. Our faith and hope is set in Jesus Christ and in God the Father. I do not want to tell you I'm going to depend upon myself. I cannot depend upon myself for salvation. My dependence on the Father and Jesus Christ is my salvation. I cannot save myself. No matter how good I think I am, I cannot save myself. Mother Teresa came to Jesus as a sinner, and she became a saint, washed in the blood of Jesus. But she was a sinner just like every one of us, and set free by the blood of the Lamb and by the power of the resurrection. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, yes, the truth that Jesus died for us, that he was raised from the dead, so that you might have genuine mutual love, love for one another deeply from the heart. And yes, we not only love God, but we love each other deeply from the heart, and that we care for each other. Oh yes, we care for each other. This is God's word today, that we not only love God, but we love each other. I just want to pray right now for Mary Lou, who's receiving communion today, that God would heal her shoulder and her leg, that God would do that today in the name of Jesus. You have been born anew, not of perishable but imperishable seed, the blood of Jesus, through the living and enduring word of God. Yes, you've been born again through the living and eternal enduring word of God. For all flesh is grass. What does that mean? In the Holy Land, in the summer, the grass comes up in the morning, but at night it is burned by the sun because it dies. All flesh is grass, and all its glory like the flower of the grass. I remember many years ago in 1980 that I was driving through Cohasset, and there was a man who was young. He was just pulled out of the water because he died. He drowned. He drowned, and the only thing I could think of was all flesh is grass and the glory thereof. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Do you know that today? God's word endures forever. Do you read God's word? Do you allow God's word to touch your heart? It is a living word, a living word. It is a living word. Carry the word of God in your hearts. The word is the good news that was announced to you. What's the good news? That Jesus Christ died on the cross out of love for you. He was buried and rose on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Chapter 2. Rid yourselves, therefore, of all malice and all guile and all insincerity and all envy and all slander. Rid yourself of these things. You don't want to be malicious, envious, slanderous. You do not want these things. Nail them to the cross. Tell the Lord, I don't want to be malicious anymore. I do not want to be insincere anymore. I do not want to have envy anymore. I do not want to slander anymore. Oh God, change my heart. Change my heart. Change my heart, O Lord. make it ever true. Change my heart, O Lord, may I be like you. Change my heart, O Lord, make it ever true. Change my heart, O Lord, may I be like you. Like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation. Oh yes, we are saved, we are going to be saved, and we were saved. We were saved through faith and baptism, believing in Jesus and giving him our life. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, yes, taste that the Lord is good. We had Father Joby here, and we had the scripture, taste and see that the Lord is good. I said to Father Joby, have you ever had a hot fudge sundae? He said, no. So I described it, what a hot fudge sundae is. It's got chocolate ice cream, and it has hot fudge and nuts and cream. He said, I don't understand it. So my friend Paul took him to Richardson's and bought him a hot fudge sundae. Now he tasted and saw that the hot fudge sundae was good. We are to taste and see that the Lord is good, not to think and wonder, to taste and see that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by men, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. Yes, he is the living stone, Jesus. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. Yes, that we are built into a spiritual house on the living stone who is Jesus, to be a holy priesthood. Do you realize you're a holy priesthood through faith and baptism? To offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. What is your spiritual sacrifice? Your life. You offer your life to Jesus Christ. Am I saved because I'm a priest? No. I am saved because of the blood of Jesus, because Christ ransomed me and gave me salvation by the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Do you know these things today in your heart, that you are precious to the Lord? Do you know these things today, that you want nothing to do with malice or anything evil? You want nothing to do with any of these things, malice or jealousy or whatever, anything that's evil. We don't want that. We want to love God, and we want to love our neighbor, and we want to give ourselves to Jesus Christ the Lord. You know why? Because he first loved us. Jesus first loved us. I didn't start loving God one day. I remember that he loved me first and gave himself as a ransom for my salvation and for your salvation. You did not love God first. He loved you first. And now we continue to say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Cover us with the blood. Take away our sins. Help us to go to confession soon. We ask this through Christ our Lord. You are the risen Savior who died and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Are you living in a living hope that God has written your name in the book of life? Are you living a living hope, knowing that he who died for you, was buried for you, and rose for you, has it kept in heaven as you surrender to him? Are you living in a holy life, not only loving God with all your heart, but loving our neighbor as he loves us? May God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.